From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today on two cases involving interstate marketing of wine and liquor. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that a ruling by the justices could change the way about half the states market, regulate, and sell alcohol.
The Commerce Clause in the Constitution has long been interpreted as barring states from erecting economic barriers to products from other states. That's why New York, for instance, can't stop you from ordering a sweater directly from L.L. Bean. But the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, which repealed prohibition, explicitly gives states broad authority to regulate the sale and use of alcohol within a state's borders. Does that mean that the 21st Amendment, in essence, trumps the Commerce Clause? That was the question before the Supreme Court today in two cases brought by small family wineries against the states of New York and Michigan. The winery owners claim that the state laws barring direct shipment to consumers are aimed at protecting the liquor distributors who make money as the middlemen and at protecting in-state wineries that are allowed to ship directly to consumers. Juanita Swedenberg, who owns a 15-acre winery near Middleburg, Virginia, says she just wants to serve her customers.
I do hate to see a customer of mine go out the door with a case of wine, going into Maryland, knowing very well that they are breaking the Maryland law, which they are doing.
But state law enforcement officials said that if the small wineries win, state enforcement of liquor laws would be gutted. Backing the states is a coalition of citizen and law enforcement groups who say that allowing interstate shipment of wine will drench minors in illegal alcohol. Kat Walsh, a 20-year-old college student, made the point on the Supreme Court steps today.
What I did is I went online to one of these websites, and all I had to do is check that I was 21. There wasn't any other kind of way to check that I was 21. And I ordered it, and it was delivered to my doorstep. And I did not even get to the doorstep before they dropped it off.
Still, inside the courtroom, the justices were skeptical of the state's arguments, but worried about gutting all meaningful alcohol regulation. Stanford Law Professor Kathleen Sullivan, representing the small wineries challenging the Michigan law, said the Constitution bars the states from having two sets of rules, one for out-of-state wineries and one for in-state wineries. Justice Kennedy, I don't know if the in-state licensing system, which is the cornerstone of state regulation, can survive your sweeping rationale. Answer, neither New York nor Michigan has shown that its ban on out-of-state shipments is necessary to protect the state's tax-collecting ability or to protect minors. Right now in Michigan, wine produced in-state can be delivered to minors. Justice Souter, how would the states audit revenues for taxes? Answer, just require out-of-state wineries to get a permit on condition they submit to state jurisdiction. That system is in place in lots of states right now. Justice Souter, maybe they're being ripped off. Defending the ban on out-of-state shipments was Michigan Solicitor General Thomas Casey. But the more Casey talked, the more skeptical the justices became. New York Solicitor General Caitlin Halligan tried to salvage things, telling the justices that alcohol is different from other products and that it requires unique rules to regulate it. The state can't meaningfully inspect out-of-state facilities, she said. Justice Souter, do states do anything besides just look at the books? Answer, the state counts every bottle of liquor. Justice Ginsburg, then why does New York require the opening of an office if out-of-state wineries want to ship directly to consumers in the state? That office doesn't have bottles on the shelf. Answer, New York requires a segregated warehouse space so that the state can come in to inspect. Justice Scalia, how does having a state office prevent shipping to minors? Answer, it can't deter it completely, but it can limit it. Justice Scalia, it can't prevent it at all. It doesn't enable you to enforce your law any more forcefully than if you had no office. Answer, I respectfully disagree. If we had to count bottles out of state, we couldn't do it. If we had to prove 100% success to justify any regulation, there would be no regulation. Halligan's argument prompted a volley of questions to Mrs. Swedenberg's lawyer, Clint Bullock, on rebuttal. Justice Stevens, who counts the bottles if you win? Justice Breyer, how would you count the bottles? I would have thought the consumers had all the bottles. Justice Scalia, puckishly, I thought they were referring to full bottles. Just which side in this argument ends up with a full bottle remains to be seen. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.